Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The value of Australian wine exports have increased by 12% in the past year to $1.96 billion if you exclude China from the data. Our exports to the UK have reached their highest level in a decade. It's 269 million litres as a result of lockdown and pre-Brexit buying. Including the Chinese market, exports were down by 10% in value at $2.56 billion, predominantly because of the tariffs introduced by Beijing. To find out more, Rural Editor Eddie Summerfield spoke with Wine Australia General Manager Rachel Triggs.
In the last financial year, exports decreased by 10% in value to $2.56 billion and by 5% in volume to 695 million litres, which is 77 million 9-litre case equivalents. And the average value declined by 5% to $3.69 per litre. Now, the key factors in the overall decline were the significant fall in exports to mainland China following the imposition of import tariffs of more than 200% on Australian wine in November last year, plus the cumulative effects of three consecutively lower vintages for 2018, 19 and 20, which has just meant that there's been less wine available for export. So following a record crop in 2021, availability is unlikely to be an issue for the next 12 or 18 months. But interesting to note that if you exclude mainland China, exports increased by 12% in value to $1.96 billion and increased by 6% in volume to 6.43 million litres. So these increases haven't offset the decline in exports to mainland China, but they certainly are a positive indication of what's to come.
So on China, just quickly, and we're all well versed in that story, tariffs came into place November, December last year. But in that time, from July to when the tariffs were introduced, still $793 million worth of wine exported. It's been quite a big market. Will that get down to zero, or will we see that? When will that bottom out, I guess, is what I'm asking there, with our wine being sent to China?
It is going to take a little while for us to see exactly how that plays out. So the tariffs came into effect in November of last year, so we've got a few months to go until that full 12-month period plays out and we can really see what the effect is. For the most part, the Chinese market is closed to Australian wine exporters for now. There is still a little bit dribbling into China. But for the most part, we're seeing uplift in other markets that are looking to take the volume that we were previously sending to China.
All right, let's talk UK. Highest level of wine exports in a decade. Why is that? How have we been selling our wine better there?
Yeah, look, the growth in exports to the UK was much stronger in the first half of last year, and we think that's due to the surge in wine sales in the off-trade sector, spurred by the COVID-19-related shutdown, as well as some exporters sending wine into the market ahead of Brexit, not sort of knowing what sort of red tape that was going to introduce. So exports to the UK increased by 40% to $255 million in the first half of the financial year, and by 8% to $218 million in the second half. So while growth in the second half was at a much lower rate, the growth in the quarter four, up 10%, was stronger than quarter three, up by 6%. So a lot of COVID related, but also potentially, you know, some of what we were sending to China potentially being diverted into the UK.
And the US is one that has gone down by 7% in value, and that's been COVID related to an extent, in that last year we reaped the benefits because things were shutting down, whereas this year things have been reopening, so it hasn't kind of swung our way there. What is the complete story of the US? Because there's also a couple of positives to tell there.
You're right, Eddie. Exports to the US declined by 7% in value to 400 million and by 8% in volume to 127 million litres. And the average value increased by 1% to 3.16. So that is the highest for a financial year since 2008 or 2009.
That's Wine Australia General Manager Rachel Trigg speaking with Rural Editor Eddie Summerfield. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.